Third pack of Amisir Mishnah Yud Veis, 12th Mishnah, Shileach Yabi Bikod, and the person who's watching over an object in a fashion that does not have the permission to use it, and then he takes it to use it for his personal use. Halach is considered a gadav. Even we saw a similar idea in a previous mission, that is also. And therefore, they say that if you took it and used it, so now you have to pay back its value. So he says, you lose out in both directions. What's an example? An example is if you deposit him a sheep, which was full of wool, and then he stole it, the shamer took it for himself, and he sheared off the wool. So now, the animal's worth less, but it doesn't have the wool on it. So the maisa, he has to pay the sheep plus the wool also. The other way around, if it was a positive without any wool on it, and then after he stole it for himself, he drew wool, then you have to pay back the wool also. Yisilaymim kishasa itso. Yisil says that when he stole it from the house of the Baalim, so that is the value that he has to pay back. If it had wool on it, then you pay with the wool, didn't have wool on it, then you pay without the wool, because at that point in time it's claimed and it becomes his. Yeah. Okay. Rabbi Kiva says you go by the time that he was brought to Beis Din. Yeah. There's a discussion whether Rabbi Kiva over here is saying Kishas HaTfiyah is also referring to the change, whether it was sheared or not. It was just talking about value, if it went up and down in value. Okay. Achoshev the Shloach Yad Bikodin. Yeah. A person who thought to take the bikodin for himself, but he didn't actually do it. Some Rishayim say that he has to say it, but Achopon, he didn't pick it up yet. I skip Beishama. Beishama said have a tremendous kiddush. They say he is chayv already responsible for even oinsim, is considered a ganav, but it's called dvar pesha. Even a dibur of pesha is enough. Because over here, it's not a classic stealing. Classic stealing is you take it out of the other person's house and bring it to your house. Here, it was Fai's house from the beginning. Yeah. So, the Pesil says, in the Fai, they learn, no, that you have to actually take it, pick it up, you have to actually pick it up to be Chai. Okay, so he does a Chavaz and Otolomener, if he is, he just tilted the jug, and he took out a revius, a small amount from the jug. Then v'nishbera in a mishalim revius. Since all he stole was the revius, he has enough to pay revius. He be of another amount of revius v'nishbera. If he picked up the entire jug to steal, then the entire jug is his. And then afterwards, even though his intent was to take a revius, but Lamaisa picked up the whole thing to steal it, and therefore mishalim to make cool, he has to pay the full amount. So the mice in both of these cases, the halacha is like Basil, that you pay the shasa the shasa gzeila, and shalech yabe bikodin is only chayiv if he actually stole that item.